Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you very much for having me on to represent South Bendigo, and good luck with the first of your shows and ongoing for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much for those kind words. How is the pre-season coming along at the moment?
Look, it's been going pretty well, apart from last week's hiccup with the reimposition of the restrictions, but nevertheless, we've got through that, and as a whole, the teams have been really getting into it, and I think the milder temperature this summer has probably helped them as well. But no, both those squads, netball and football, are looking pretty good at the moment. They've put a lot of hard work in, and we'll probably get to see this coming Saturday when we play a practice match over at Ballarat against Lake Wendouree, how we're tracking in comparison to previous seasons.
And anyone, obviously, at this time of year, they're all training the house down. Is there anyone that we should be looking out for? You can name drop if you like, of course, but is there anyone that we should be looking out for over the season, and they're just going above and beyond with their training regimes?
Yeah, look, I think it's probably hard to say at this stage about who stands out, but they're all looking good. I think probably on the football side, there's a couple of people returning from long-term injuries, which is very positive for us, in Daniel Nolder, Zach Hare and Will Keck. They missed a fair bit of last season and probably the season before that. So it's good to see that they're back now fully fit and starting to train well. So we're looking forward for a contribution for those three again this coming year. And the other one probably on the netball, our top recruit from last season, Kiara Brooks, who we never got to see in the netball at all. She's looking stronger and fitter this year and is training very well. But we've also got a couple of strong juniors that have stepped up, and they don't look out of place in training with and alongside the senior ranks. So, yeah, I don't want to signal too many people but I think as a whole, the squads are going pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you mentioned there about the juniors, kids coming through, obviously they're excited to, you know, kick the footy around with their mates again.
Oh, yeah, they are. It's, there's a couple I think we'll probably look pretty good. A couple like Tom Sinclair, Will McCaig, Kyle Simpkins and Bill Crane, to name a few after I said I wouldn't name any, but they look like they'll probably build on where they came from in their under-18 careers, and there's pretty high expectations around those players at the club, and they'll certainly come under consideration for senior selection early. And certainly in the netball, and I do keep stressing netball because at South Bendigo we're very proudly a football and a netball club.
Sure.
And we've got some strong juniors that have stepped up in. I think Carissa Brooke and Mia Peters, they're both showing that they won't be out of place at senior ranks this coming season either.
Take us through last year, Alan. Obviously, the decision to move the season back, and then it was moved back again because of the coronavirus pandemic, and then the decision that was made to cancel the season because it just wasn't a viable option. What was that like from a president's perspective, and talking with the clubs, and I guess other clubs, sorry, and the league itself? It must have been a very stressful time for not only you but the club and the players, everything.
Yeah, well, it was very stressful. There's a lot of work went into it in preparation, and not only the normal preparation that goes into a season, the added burden of being COVID compliant. So, there's a lot of work went in both the junior committee, junior football and netball, and certainly the senior ranks to just try and get the season underway. And I remember Chris Green commented, from President Sanders commented to me, that at least when a normal season, we used to get a week off with an away game, but we seem to be working pretty hard all the way up until the season was cancelled. But everyone tried, and I think when we talk about everyone trying, we really need to compliment Bendigo Football Netball League, their board and Ken Tomlins. They tried really hard to get the season up. A few people took the early option and cancelled season early, but Bendigo Football Netball League gave us every opportunity to get a season in, and we only probably needed to reflect on that at one day where our under-17 netballers and the under-18 footballers got a competition match, and I think it was 1 week of junior rounds. The joy on that and the enthusiasm that was shown by those players when they stepped onto both court and field was really great to see, and I do compliment the effort that Bendigo put in to try and get a season up and running. But having said that, the season went through, and I think most people missed it. The implications, I think, of that have been twofold. Firstly, we've been this year very pleased with the loyalty of our players, who seem to think that because they missed out last year, they want to stick with us this year, and we've lost a very few people from our playing squads this year, so they've stuck with us. So that's been good. But on the flip side, I think we're finding it's pretty hard to re-engage with our supporters and members and sponsors. So I think the hiccup there is all clubs are probably in the same boat. We've got to work pretty hard to get those people back engaged with football and netball clubs. So it's a double-edged sword. The players are committed and the players are looking good, but the other things that help make a club run and run successfully, we've got to work pretty hard at.
Yeah, absolutely. Alan Ellis is the president for South Bendigo Football Netball Club, joining us on the Sideline View. Now, your first game officially is on Saturday, April 10 versus Castlemaine. They went through a pretty tough season in 2019. I guess, you know, from a club's perspective, nervous heading into round one because it is the unexpected as to how Castlemaine will come out in season 2021.
I know they've got a hard-working committee down there, and we played them first up down at Castlemaine, which is never an easy game. And no doubt they'll be like us. I think every side at the start of the year has high expectations, and I guess we'll see how we go. But we've probably got the strongest side we've had since I've been back with the club, and we're expecting. But I said that every year, and we haven't made the final. So we're looking forward this year to an improvement. But I expect Castlemaine will be in the same boat. They'll have put a lot of work in over the off season, and they'll be looking forward to a successful year as well. So we expect a hard game, particularly down here at Castlemaine.
Alan Ellis, thank you very much for your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
No worries, Daniel. It's been a pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you. That is Alan Ellis, the South Bendigo Football Netball Club president, joining us on the Sideline View at East Gold, Central Victoria.